Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOA. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 28th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Chantel. How you doing, Chantel?
I'm tired. These people keep me awake. How am I going to get some sleep when these people are playing? I'm loving it because I haven't felt this way in so long, but I've rested more than I have in the last little while. So I'd like some sleep too.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 21 in the house and there's a lot to get to today. I just tweeted this out, but they basically played about 4 weeks of game in one day yesterday, which is, higher than the average 2 weeks of game in one day that they've been playing for the last week. They never really stop. I mean, really from the second they woke up, to the second they went to bed, about, basically 18 hours later, because they barely sleep. It was nonstop game, except for like a brief break in the action, in the late afternoon, evening, when they play their games and eat their food, right? So it's quite a lot to go through here today.
Yes, it is. Obviously, like, I haven't watched like this intently the live feeds in a really long time. Usually able to just like go back and like, okay, I know what's going on. But this, it's like, oh, like I have to like watch the whole thing. And the only thing that stops any gameplay is when they say, we will be right back. So I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, I really had to like watch every single second of like all the live feeds. So it's been great, but it's been a task.
Yes. So as I said, there's quite a lot to get to here. I really do think, though, that like for years I talked about how I felt like lots of big random twists that like really made sure that the house guests were really scared and shook up, stifled gameplay. And I really feel like this week has really sort of helped prove that point, where like they are so comfortable. For 2 weeks now, the twists have been very manageable. There's nothing, they're not expecting anything to come out and scare them. And the votes have been very predictable, and it's causing them to be very comfortable and safe feeling. And that has caused them to start, gaming their way out of that comfort and safety, rather than gaming their way into comfort and safety, because they're trying to get there.
Yeah, no, it's quite interesting. It's kind of like some people are wanting to game, wanting to play, and then some people are like, no, it's too early to do this. It's too early to do that. And I'm like, well, when's the right time? Like, you don't know what's going to be happening in this game. And then you have like Xavier being like, oh, I don't know if I want to make that move right now. Like, I want to kind of lay low. And I'm like, I kind of don't want anybody to lay low right now, because some people are really out overplaying some of the other people and they don't even really notice. So I kind of, when I was watching yesterday, it was like these different levels of gameplay all in the same house. And it's just kind of like, Hannah, like, you're good, but you're not actually playing at the same level as some other people. Like, you are being outplayed right now and you don't even know it. And same with Whitney. And so it's just been interesting also, though, to see different levels of gameplay all in the same house. But if they had some twists in there, people would more so be on the same page about certain things.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get into it. We started the day right away with Tiffany and Kylan talking. They are going to talk a lot about next week and the cookout and how loyal they're going to be to the cookout. Kylan again is going to talk about, like, basically we should get them to jury and that's it. Frankly, there are some people in the cookout that don't really even deserve that. But we'll see. Tiffany is a little bit more hesitant on the idea of betraying the cookout, but she can't help but agree to some extent that not everyone is carrying their weight, and she's not sure how long they can carry those people.
Yeah, and I understand where she's coming from. She wants to make a statement and like really prove something and like, you know, have everybody from the cookout come together, make it to jury and everybody do really well. But then she's like, but they're bad for my game. And so she's kind of like, you know, going back and forth. Like, if they were playing the same way as I'm playing, then yeah, this would be really easy. We can all get to final six or whatever. And then we duke it out from there. But the fact that, you know, she's not on the same page at all with Azza, Derek F, he's kind of coming around a little bit sometimes, but like not completely. The only person she's kind of being able to have constant game chats with is Kylan, and he and her don't really even see eye to eye completely on how to play the game. So I understand where she's kind of between a rock and a hard place, because she wants to do what's kind of right for the greater whole and for, you know, what she's representing culturally. But then she also came there to play a game. And so she didn't really know that she's going to have the weight of like an entire culture on her shoulders and how she plays the game.
Mm-hmm. So they talk through scenarios for next week as well. Kylan is still not really on board with taking a shot at the Kings or allowing a shot to be taken at the Kings. But Claire and Tiffany had talked with Derek X the night before about the idea of doing this, and that maybe they want Whitney to stay and maybe even win. And Kylan had talked about that as well. But Claire is going to join them. They're going to talk about next week. And they say, look, we kind of agree with Derek's premise that if Whitney goes next, he'll become the next big target for the house, for the Kings especially, because nobody's going to bother going after the Jokers. And they talk through, like, can we lose one King and gain three Jokers? Is that a proposition that we can make? Kylan's like, well, not if we're the ones to take a shot. We can't win and take the shot at the Kings. We'd lose all of the Kings. So Whitney would need to take the shot. Maybe that's what's best for us, but here's the problem. She doesn't want to win and take that shot. Can we convince her to win and take that shot? Maybe we can get like Derek X or somebody to go to her last minute and be like, hey, you need to win this or you're going to go up on the block via the Kings. Maybe that will spook her into winning it. And then maybe she can then take that shot for us. And then we can pick up the Jokers. We can pick up the Kings. And then she can be the house target moving forward after that.
I know it was kind of disrupt the apple cart, but I kind of wish that Brittany was leaving this week for the fact that they wouldn't be so concerned with keeping the Jokers happy and keeping the Jokers intact, because kind of like it would be a lot easier just to throw up Brittany and like, you know, and not really worry about disrupting the Kings necessarily, since that's not what Kylan wants to do. I do think it's a good plan to try to like spook Whitney into potentially putting up one of the Kings, but she has a good relationship with Christian. So I can see her also still not doing that well. She hasn't really been been performing that well in competitions. So I wish that they weren't so afraid of like upsetting the jokers and just maybe take out Britney. You'd have two targets that they can take out before jury and they'd be good.
Yeah, it would be simpler. But basically the plan is the idea is to try and keep both the aces and the kings strong enough, but on equal enough playing fields that they're forced to continue to deal with each other rather than look anywhere else, while ideally the queens are able to really pull in the jokers, which would really put them in the primary spot here. It's a very dangerous route to take for them because it's very easy to get caught. Who's telling Whitney that she needs to win and why? Is she going to investigate? If that happens, maybe they don't go through with that part of it. But even if Whitney wins, does she really take that shot at the Kings? Or do the Kings throw somebody else under the bus? Do the Kings get mad because the Queens don't seem to be vouching for them enough? Or do they just get resentful in general because they're the ones being targeted and not the Queens? And do they try to make something happen because of that? Those are the kinds of things that you need to worry about with this type of plan. Now, if it works, it's genius, but it's very hard to pull off. So, it's definitely interesting. And I love that we have players who are trying to attempt these kinds of things. But don't worry. This is only the beginning.
I mean, they're playing, and that's more than I could ever ask from any season. I've said it many times online that like, I haven't had this much fun watching. I don't even remember the last time, maybe 10 years. Like, I'm just like, I'm in it. So even though we're going to go on a roller coaster today, I'm still in it.
Yeah. So Tiffany and Claire are going to talk after Kylan leaves here, and they are going to discuss that. Okay. You know, previously we've talked about taking out Alyssa, but maybe Christian really is the better target here amongst or between the two of them. Christian, he's more of a competition threat, and Alyssa talks way more with them than she does than Christian does about game. So maybe if we have Alyssa, then Christian is the right target and not her. Maybe we should be taking Christian out next week via Whitney or somebody else. Here's the problem though. Sarah Beth also seems to think that she has Alyssa. Maybe Sarah Beth is correct about that, but we can't really be sure.
I think though that Christian, he doesn't really know how to play the game. He says that Alyssa is the brains of this operation. But he is really dangerous competitively. I can't remember who mentioned it, but he's like, he's won basically every competition, which is true. You've mentioned it many times. So I do think that he is what, gives Alyssa a lot of her power. And if they take away him, somebody will be able to scoop up Alyssa. It just really depends on who has, a better relationship with her. And it could be Sarah Beth.
Mm-hmm. So the Queens have now shifted toward, yes, we want a shot taken at the Kings. And Kylan seems to be on board with this now. And so this is a big shift that's happened right away in the morning. Kylan is then going to go to Xavier. And they talk about the cookout, the six. And I think Kylan is basically trying to feel out Xavier's loyalty to the cookout, but Xavier does not bite. He's trying to have the same conversation he had with Tiffany, essentially, where he was like, I mean, let's get him to jury, but maybe, we'll see. Xavier though is pretty loyal to the cookout. And again, doesn't really bite. So this conversation doesn't really go anywhere beyond that. Though Xavier does say, look, if somebody ends up taking a shot at my team, so be it. They're not in the cookout. So Kylan tells him, well, I'd prefer that a king didn't go home. Just so you know, because this has apparently come up, that some people on your team are wondering why the Queens don't want to win HOH. Well, we feel like if we won HOH, it would expose everything if we didn't put one of you up at least as a pawn. We would probably have to put one of you up as a pawn if we won, which is why we probably shouldn't win. That's pretty much their conversation there.
Yeah, but then when you're probably just about to get to it, Xavier relays this information to his team to Christian, and Christian's like, well, they're gonna put me up. I'm gonna put them up, and he's like, no, that's not. We're just kind of talking through potential things as to what could happen. Like, that's not the what I was saying. So he kind of put his foot in his mouth there with that information.
Yes. So this is, it's like we're playing, like we're just passing the baton around here. It starts with Tiffany and Kylan. Claire comes in. Kylan goes and passes it to Xavier, and Xavier is going to run with this baton for a while. And he really drops the ball here. Jay drops the baton, in multiple ways. He starts off with, telling Christian that yes, Kylan, he says, Kylan was just telling me that if Queen wins, they'll have to put up a king as a pawn. And does not relay it in the same way that Kylan relayed it. And Christian is pissed. He's like, that's ridiculous. It's way more important that we don't go up on the block than keeping the alliance a secret. If we need to blow up the alliance, if we need to like expose the alliance, so be it. We shouldn't be using each other as pawns. That's dumb. And Xavier's like, well, that's why it's important for us to win. We should be trying to win as much as possible. And Kylan's like, Christian's like, Kylan just overthinks things way too much. That's so stupid that he would put us up as a pawn. You know what? He should be a pawn for us. That's what it should be. And if I honestly, if anything, if the Kings need to have somebody, it should be Sarah Beth that's used as a pawn, not me. I'm not a pawn. Okay, Christian, Brent. So Xavier's like, I don't think he meant it that way. And he's trying to do damage control. And he eventually gets Christian to be like, okay, so he was just only mentioning it as an option that they wouldn't actually do. But this definitely does have a little bit of lasting damage, as we'll see later on in the day. Since I think Christian was already, primed to be suspicious of Kylan, this was probably, kind of the straw that broke, Christian's back here, because, he is really not pleased with Kylan.
Well, and it's understandable with how Xavier presented it. And especially since I haven't found Christian to be a very strategic person, for him to be like, you're overthinking it. It's like, no, he's actually strategizing. And he's like saying like, ooh, what are the optics here? If we don't put you up, then we're going to look like we're going to come together. And then they're going to try to break us up. Like, he's just thinking about what would happen if he won head of household. So the fact that Christian doesn't want to like go down that thought path, it just shows that he's not really a big gamer. It's quite basic. It's like win power, nominate. Like that's kind of the extent of his strategizing. I think that he's just being outplayed. And so he's not really valuable, I would say, to Kylan. So I would think that he should just go for him. If somebody wins, like the king that should go, I think should be Christian.
Mm-hmm. Well, Xavier's gonna sort of like, okay, let's move on to a different topic because I've already put my foot in my mouth on this one. Let's instead talk about plans for next week. If you do win, what will you do? Christian is thinking he might want to put up, say, Whitney and Big D. Big D is the pawn. Why Big D, you may ask? Well, over the last few days, some tension has been rising between Christian and Big D, mostly because of the dishes. Big D is getting very upset because Christian does not do enough dishes. He does not do enough work around the Big Brother house. Christian feels like Big D isn't even playing this game. This guy doesn't even, he says he's not even in the game. He's not even playing anything. So the fact that he's mad at me about dishes means that he probably would just throw me up regardless of consequences. So, if he's already upset with me, I might as well use him as a pawn. He is genuinely a threat to my game. So he is thinking Big D should be my pawn. Now, Xavier doesn't want Big D to be a pawn. He wants to protect the cookout. So instead of saying like, okay, Big D should be the pawn, he is going to divert Christian's attention over to Hannah. Hannah, I guess being only an honorary member of the cookout is slightly less valuable than Big D or Azza, who are two other options as pawns. But I talked about this last night on the roundtable. I feel like this is a very critical error on Xavier's part. I think that his intentions were to keep the cookout as a whole as safe as possible, but I feel like he directed them toward the direction where the cookout is most at risk, unintentionally. And I don't think he saw it that way. But he is going to spend about an hour with Christian, trying to convince Christian that nominating Whitney next to Hannah is the right move. And Christian does not see it for a long time. It takes a lot of work to convince Christian not to nominate one of Azza, Big D, or even Brittany, who is not his preference to nominate, but somebody that that Xavier is also advocating shouldn't be nominated. I think he probably feels like Brittany is a lost cause as a pawn at this time, but I really don't think so, considering where Christian's head was at. But again, I think that was just a bit of a mistake here. So he says, look, if you nominate one Joker and Whitney, then you're pissing off Hannah, Whitney, and all three Jokers. You're pissing off everybody. If you only nominate Whitney and Hannah, then Whitney goes home and only Hannah is mad, because Derek X isn't going to be mad. He's with us. And Derek X can maybe talk to Hannah and she won't even be all that mad, potentially. So that's the way to go. And that's the basic argument of what Derek X, Xavier is trying to pitch here to Christian. And eventually it breaks through to him, at which point Alyssa comes in and they work on Alyssa, who is initially also very against this idea. She wants to nominate Azza or somebody from the Jokers as a pawn as well, but they eventually break through to her as well, and Sarah Beth joins them, and they tell Sarah Beth about this idea. We're back on nominating Whitney and Hannah, and this has undone all of the work that Derek X has done with the Kings, unfortunately for him. At which point Sarah Beth goes, well, if you're nominating Hannah, why not just send Hannah out instead of Whitney? And they're like, Sarah Beth, why are you always trying to target Hannah? She says, because she's a bigger threat. I think she's more capable in mental competitions. I think she's a bigger social threat. And I think that Whitney is off on her own. It like Whitney by herself can't do anything, but Hannah by herself can. At which point they go, you know what? You're right, Sarah Beth. Hannah is a bigger threat. And just like that, Christian is pissed at Kyland, and the entirety of the Kings want to target Hannah. Great job, okay. Xavier. So
what happened there? Like, I know he's a very intelligent man, and I know he's trying to lay low, and now, I know that now he's decided that he's happy that he won head of household, even though he wasn't originally gunning for it. But these are two really huge mistakes in the span of like 2 hours. That is, it's going to be like, they're going to be spending most of their time, instead of strategizing for the next week or the weeks after, how to fix this and save the cookout. It's going to be their entire focus now. Because even later on in the day, Derek F talks to Alyssa and also is kind of saying that he would like maybe to see Hannah going. So it's starting to pick up momentum now. And I don't know if he's going to be able to stop it at this point, because it's like, oh no, that's a perfect duo. Like Whitney and Hannah, and take out Hannah. Great.
Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So there you go. Just like that, the queens have decided they want to target the kings, and the kings have decided they want to target Hannah. And that's just still the beginning of the day. They get around to Kylan is going to go and talk to Derek briefly and tell Derek, look, I know I was the last person to come around to this, but I do finally see that a king has to go. Derek leaves and Kylan looks up to the camera. This is wild. It's kind of rough about the kings. So Kylan is now seemingly on board with this shot. He is, willing to let the shot be taken at the kings, which I think still is the best move for his game. It's a good thing that he's come around to this because, he should want this shot taken. Christian and Alyssa are going to chat briefly. They talk about, who they want out after the next couple of targets. They're talking about the royal flush. They're talking about of the royal flush, like who do we want out first? And they think Derek X should be the first to go. He is the biggest threat. They think he has a final two with Kai. So Kai would have to go right after Derek X. Both Derek X and Kai are the first two to go. And if they had to choose who to go to the end with, it would be Tiffany and Claire because they're the easiest to beat. And they would have to cut Tiffany at like final four, because she's too likable to bring to the final three. They'd bring Claire to the final three, or something along those lines. Those are their sort of long-term plans. They still have the idea of making three separate final fours. But Kai and Derek X would be the primary targets, for as soon as they could. And then they would be bringing Tiffany and Claire down to the end, which is exactly why it's a good idea for Kylan to actually target the kings here.
Absolutely. Now I just had a question. So how much does Tiffany and Claire know about how, I know that she created like that foursome. I don't remember if it's named or not, but with, Alyssa, Christian, Tiffany and Claire, how solid is that on Tiffany and Claire's end?
It hasn't been formalized. It was talked about last week. And they never really came together. Alyssa and Christian have been talking about wanting to like make it happen, but it hasn't really happened fully yet. Right. It really should, especially for Alyssa and Christian, considering, Claire and Tiffany are feeling like they need them to go and they don't quite realize that they could be a valuable asset, at least not at this point in the day. Remember, we've got about 4 weeks to go. So it's not locked in yet. Although I expect it could be locked in shortly, but not today. So we'll see.
I'm happy that because I really want, I want all the queens. They're my favorite players right now. I mean, it could change next week, but, I want all the queens to stay intact. So the fact that, you know, Alyssa and Christian, who I think will be winning competitions, I'm happy that they're on their side. So take a little breather.
To make things even more complicated, Whitney is going to approach Christian and Alyssa as they're talking about this, and she says, look, I know that since Slaughterhouse we haven't really been working as closely together, but I want to reforge this bond and I want to make an alliance with you guys. I'm thinking like us with like Derek X, maybe X. I like Hannah, but she's too good at this game. We can use her, but I don't want her to go soon. But like, I don't think we should bring her in. I also don't think we should bring in Kylan. I think he's too dangerous. I don't fully trust, where Tiffany is in the game. So, like the queens, I think we got to leave out of it. It should be us, you know, and X and Derek X. And Alyssa and Christian are like, yeah, sure. All right. Christian and Alyssa are like, and they go over like who should win HOH then. And they say that, it's probably best for one of us to win. We'll target a Joker, Whitney. So don't you worry about that.
And like, I mean, obviously this is good on Whitney starting to do some game talking with some people. It might be a little bit too late for her. I don't know if this forging this plan with, Christian and Alyssa, if it's done at the right time. Just because she kind of is unknowingly the house vote for next week. And so it's good that she's trying to make some, you know, moves for herself, but I think that she may have laid low for a little bit too long. And the Slaughterhouse is dead.
Yes. Well, Alyssa's going to go and let Xavier know that Whitney has pitched that they should be in an alliance. And she thinks that Whitney is genuine despite Xavier's protests. And she says that really all this means for her is that this solidifies that Hannah should be the target. They should put up Whitney and Hannah and say, because Whitney, she said she was willing to let go of Hannah. So I think she, you know, we could still put her up as a pawn and just send Hannah out. She thinks that they can get Whitney on board with it. And Xavier's like, well, so is this a real alliance now? She's like, no, it's a fake alliance. but it just means that we definitely should get rid of Hannah. And so she leaves and Xavier is watching her go on the camera. She's walking, walking, walking. All right, she's downstairs.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, Whitney and Hannah on the block was great. That was what I wanted. But damn it, SB pushing for Hannah to go. Hannah sounds too smart. She's becoming a target, which is becoming an issue. Okay. We have to put the target back on Whitney's back. Hannah is an honorary cookout member. I don't want to see her go. Okay. All right. So maybe I can convince Hannah to win HOH. Hannah wins HOH, then she could only go after Brittany, Sarah Beth, or Claire. And that's not good. I don't want her to win then. So what do I do? What do I do? Mother damn ball sack. Hannah's in trouble because she's laying too low. Now I'm glad I won because everyone's suspicious of Hannah for lying too low. Now they can't say that about me because I've won. All right. Okay. So, all right. Okay. Let me think. Actually, okay. Actually, Whitney and Hannah can win the veto. Then whoever goes up next to Whitney will stay and Whitney will go. Boom. I've solved it. Xavier, that was their original plan, to put somebody else next to Whitney that you talked them out of. And what is this idea? Oh, like the solution is, Hannah wins the veto? Okay. Yeah, sure, that's a solution. It happens.
I mean, at least he's coming around to see, like, there is ways to get Hannah off the block. But I love the fact that he hasn't seen that, like, he's just gone in a huge circle that he doesn't really have to do. And you can't guarantee that Hannah wins the head of the veto.
Oh, man.
I mean, I love your reenactment, though. Like, I was in it. You took me back.
All right. So, it's, you know, this is particularly dangerous because with Hannah on the block next to Whitney and Hannah, the theoretical target here, if Whitney were to win veto or something along those lines, then Brittany would not be the person that goes up next to Hannah because they would still see Hannah as the target. And they would not want to use Brittany as the pawn. They would want to use Big D or Azza as the pawn. Which means that it would be two cookout members on the block next to each other. Whereas if he had just let the sleeping dogs lie
and still let Hannah win the power veto she played,
it would have been much more likely that Brittany would have gone up as a backdoor target if Whitney had won the veto. But that is not really as much an option at this point. So he has found himself to be in a bit of a pickle here.
Now, I'd have to say, though, that I don't want Hannah to go anywhere. I want to see her kind of get her footing in the game. She is playing a little bit more slowly than I'd like, and I don't think she she definitely doesn't realize it. And so I wouldn't mind her getting nominated and saving herself. Like, I want her to stay just to kick her into gear because I think that she's...
Right. it's too early. I don't need to win anything. I control Christian. I control everything, says Hannah. Nobody's going to put me on the block. If anything, they'll put Derek X on the block. But don't worry, they'll also put him up next to somebody else and we can vote them out. We're good.
Yeah, she's like, I think I'm good for the next at least two weeks. I was like, they're really talking about you upstairs right now as an option. So, like, stop talking to Derek X and go and make some connections and, like, get out of this mess.
Mm-hmm. So Tiffany's going to talk with Brittany, and we're back on the first track from the day where Tiffany is looking to get the Kings targeted. And so she talks with Brittany, does a really good job of letting Brittany lead this conversation. Now, Brittany had previously been pitching Whitney to her, but Tiffany's going to really help sort of subtly lead Brittany to lead her toward Christian and Alyssa. As you know, Brittany's like, Tiffany, think about it. They're a duo. Do you think you can beat Alyssa? I don't know. Yeah, I think I, do you think you can beat Christian, Tiffany? No, I don't think so. Exactly. Yeah, I think you may, I just don't know. And so they go on, they talk about this for a while. They're going to do some cheers together. It seems like this relationship is repairing a little bit. And Brittany is fully on board with taking a shot at Christian and Alyssa. Now, she also did mention that she would consider nominating Xavier, either next to Christian or just, sort of like up there to play in the veto, to have like as a backup target potentially. And Tiffany did her best to try to divert Brittany away from that idea. But it is basically right now from that conversation, Brittany was thinking basically two of those three, Christian, Alyssa, and Xavier, should go up on the block.
Yeah, and I think that it's really good of Tiffany to be able to be kind of guiding Brittany without guiding her overtly. But the one thing is that I'm wondering about is that, is Tiffany the only person that Whitney is gaming with? Because I believe, I don't know what time of the day it was, but I believe it was Whitney was talking about the fact that she like is really, she likes Brittany a lot, but she doesn't really game with her. And that the only person that anybody's really seen Brittany talking maybe game to has been Tiffany. So I wish that connection wasn't so obvious, because I wouldn't be surprised if people might attribute any moves that Brittany might make in the game onto Tiffany, and she might get some blowback from that.
I don't think Tiffany would get blowback just because it's not a very obvious connection, especially after the rift that occurred with the wildcard competition. Brittany mostly talks to Azza and Big D, so I think that they would see that as like a group decision. And she also talks with Sarah Beth, and she also talks with Alyssa. And you know, so she does talk with a few people. Whitney is just one of the people she doesn't really talk to, despite the fact that they did get along really well in the early portion of the game. So we'll see. All right. So Derek and Hannah are going to talk some more. He's going to continue to try to convince her to win HOH, but she's still not going to budge. Hannah's going to talk with Whitney. And Whitney thinks maybe they should gun for the HOH, but only if it's against a king. But Whitney is probably lying to Hannah at this point because she's not actually working well with Hannah. Christian and Alyssa are going to come back together again. And at this point, Christian says, I don't trust Kylan at all. I think Kylan should go before Derek. And Alyssa's like, what? No, it should be Derek and then Kylan. He's like, no, Kylan is more dangerous on his own than Derek X is. And like, okay, that kind of makes sense. He is very skeptical of Kylan, and I think that Xavier's thing earlier today did not help the situation. And then they continue talking about, okay, we really need to get moving on this final four with Claire and Tiffany. We should probably do it before this week ends. Or maybe once Alyssa wins HOH or something, they can do it. But they'll get to it. And so they're going to eventually talk to Claire and Tiffany and say, hey, we should talk at some point without Kylan. And that's going to actually, like, it's a good thing they started, they did that, because we'll get there. But things start to get a little hairy from this point forward.
Well, I do like the fact that Christian and Alyssa are going to go and talk to Tiffany and Claire. But it's just so interesting that like Kylan is like, oh, I don't want to go after the Kings. I don't want to break them up. And they're already starting to plan his demise. They're starting to strategize with the other Queens without him. And that kind of means that like they expect him to be gone. So I wish that maybe Xavier kind of mentioned to him that like what he said or something, just to clue in Kylan, because he has no idea that he's all of a sudden a target of the Kings and he's protecting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one thing that Xavier did say to the cameras as well is that he feels like he doesn't want to tell any of the members of the cookout that they're in danger, including Hannah. And you know, I don't think he recognizes how in danger Kylan might be, but he doesn't want to say anything about it because he doesn't want them to get riled up and damage their own games. So he is not going to tell them as of right now. Azza is going to talk with Xavier. She thinks that they should go after the team with no cookout members if she wins the HOH. So that obviously means that she'll probably be looking at the aces. She still feels like, remember, Azza does not see Hannah as a cookout member at all. So that is where she's going to be looking, I think, if she wins that HOH, and probably where she tries to direct Brittany, although Brittany is still pretty focused on the Kings right now. So, you know, we're still all over the place here.
Now, and, Azza come around with Tiffany? Because, like, you know, the last time I really was focusing on their relationship, they weren't getting along. And so, you know, she'd even mentioned a couple times that she might want to take out, you know, Tiffany, that, you know, so I'm just wondering when did that change and finally get to a little bit more strategic?
So a few days ago, Tiffany talked with Azza, Kylan talked with Azza, and you know, things smoothed out a little bit more. It's still not perfect between them, but she's kind of like back on the level, like back in the place where it's like, okay, you know, we're fine for now. She's not gunning for Tiffany. She never was gunning for Tiffany by any means. But they also like aren't like besties right now. But she's not going to try to damage Tiffany's game or anything. She's essentially going to be like, I said that we should go after all of the aces. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the example of what should have been done this week, rather than like, I'm going to retaliate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy that she's at least making a plan. I don't know if it's the best plan for her game because she's been talking a little bit with Derek X. And like, I feel like they've been, you know, getting along. And I don't think that Derek's X is going to be coming for Azza anytime soon. And I feel like Derek X is kind of an honorary member of the cookout as well. You know, he doesn't know it, but like, I do feel like they're protecting him to a certain extent also. So the fact that she would go to two people that I really don't think are coming for her at all, but maybe they'll be in the should be in the pawn conversation, but I just don't think that they're gunning for her. And so the fact that she just wants to take out the rest of the aces, I'm just kind of like, okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a break in the action here. They're going to play some games, as I said, but after Blue Couch, they're gonna get right back into it, and it's gonna be our nightly. Claire tries to separate Tiffany from Kylan. It's gonna be the third night in a row of it, and she, in just three nights, seems to have found some success. They talk about who they should target next week again, and Claire says, "Well, I'm thinking about Kylan. If Kylan has X and he has Sarah Beth, he has Derek X, he's got Big D too. He's got way too many people. Like, I don't think we should take the shot now, but don't you think we should weaken him?" And Tiffany is like, "You're right. I mean, he does have a lot of people. What kind of game is he playing? What kind of game are we playing?" You know, and she's like, "You know, Claire, you're the only person I can fully trust here. You know, Kylan is really smart. He keeps telling us what he's thinking. And what he's thinking is that he's scared of the women coming together. So maybe we have to. Maybe that's the weakness in Kylan's game. And he's telling it to us, to our faces. Maybe we should do that." And so they're thinking about, okay, so looking at this, like, Christian is basically the only guy that Kylan doesn't have. So maybe we shouldn't take the shot at Christian. Maybe we should keep Christian in, and then, you know, band around the women, to keep Kylan from gaining too much power. And then, Brent comes in and interrupts them, and, he's like, "Can't wait. One more day.
Can't
wait to see their faces.
Oh my God.
In case you forgot about Brent and where he's at.
Well, okay, before I talk about Brent, what I love is them, both of them recognizing like, oh, let's use Kylan's strategy against him. I think the other one that they need to take a look at that he always mentioned is like, if there's an obvious move, I don't want to do the obvious move. I want to find another move. And so that's also information that they should be using to weaken him, is the fact that like, okay, so if he thinks that this is going to happen, he's going to be looking for the other move. Like maybe we should make the simple move happen because he doesn't want, you know, you get the deal. And so I like the fact that they're using his own strategy and what they're learning from him against him in a way that doesn't hurt him directly. But then with Brent though, okay, he comes into the conversation a few different times with different people. He's kind of always just like popping in. And I don't know if I just have a heart, but like I'm starting to feel bad for him a little bit. I'm like, he has no idea. And like, you know, he was like working out and like, I'm like, you shouldn't be working out, babe. You should be like working on these relationships. Like you're gone. You're gone. You have no idea. And it's painful to watch, but like, I need the blind side. I need it. But like, I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah, it's really funny to me to see like all of this happening. Not a single mention of Brent until this point, and just like they're now like reaching deep into like the fourth week of gameplay in this day, and then Brent shows up. And oh, you're still here? Can't wait for tomorrow when we see their faces, right? It's like. maybe your face
Oh my god I mean I don't know if anybody, because there's a part where in the day we probably won't talk about it, like that Azza was just being like, does he really not think that like he's like, she can't really fathom the fact that he believes that he's staying. She's like, are you guys just like, are you lying to me? Like, are you really taking out Brittany and this is a whole big ruse? Because like she can't understand how he's not like a little bit scared. And so I think that I do want to see the blind side go through, just because I don't think anything at this level has ever gone through. Someone always tips off the person that's in danger. So
He's definitely gotten some hints, but like his ego has prevented him from like fully recognizing them or accepting them. So we'll see where that goes. So Tiffany's going to briefly talk to the cameras with the break in the action. I need a phone call home right now. My head is a mess. Kai has everybody. He even has me. And now I'm second guessing if he should really be my final two. And I've got this six, but I'm wondering if like I really should be carrying this six. I feel like I've got my hands full, and I'm wondering if I need to let some of these things go. Claire is the only person I've really felt aligned with since the first day I walked into this house. So what do I do?
And yes, this definitely, she is in a difficult position, because I do feel like she's one of the main people that are doing the strategizing for the season so far. And I personally think that she should take the safety from the cookout. I don't necessarily think that she should, you know, call any shots and like take anybody from the cookout out. But I think that she needs to stop actively protecting them. I think that that is where she might, her game might get tanked a little bit. I think she should be willing to let one of them go if that's the case, but not with her by her own hand. Mm-hmm. And I think Claire is more loyal to her as well. Claire doesn't really have anybody as tight and that strategizes with her as much as Tiffany. And they really work really well strategically together, that I think that it would be a safer bet for her to stick with Claire. I think it's more likely that she'll get to the end.
Yeah, I mean, the Kylan final two was easily the biggest weakness in Claire's, in Tiffany's game. And recognizing recognizing that Kylan is probably more powerful and more savvy than she initially was thinking this early, is probably a very good thing for her game, as long as, she also recognizes that it is not the time to really go to war with him quite yet. She does need to make sure that he is not too powerful to overcome in the future, which is why I really do like this idea of weakening him if possible. But like everything else, like their plan earlier in the day, it is a very dangerous path to take. But every path is dangerous, especially in this house. And I know that a lot of people are going to continually talk about overplaying as though they haven't been saying that for weeks, as though they haven't said that about every great player in the past. but you know, for a good player, recognizing the truth is always going to be a good thing, because it gives them more options and more paths forward in the game that they can play with. And so I think that this is really great stuff from both Claire and Tiffany to see right through Kyland, who is probably their biggest threat to win this, to them winning this game right now. And it's just a matter of, how do you deal with that? How do you handle that? And we saw them talk a lot last night. We saw one conversation. We'll get to those. But in general, I think that it is way too early to say that them recognizing this is somehow bad for them. We'll have to see how they actually go about handling it to see if they are going to make mistakes post this revelation. The revelation itself is actually really great for their gains.
I 100% agree. We talk about all the time, like, information, knowledge, all that is power within the game. And so if they're looking at the game through a different lens, they're going to see different things that they didn't see before. So now that they've had this like awakening, it's kind of like, oh, wait, he's set up really well. Like, and they could probably start seeing how he's trying to carve his path to the end of the game. And so the fact that they're recognizing this, I do think it's going to be what will allow them to get further, most likely together. And I also love the fact that Claire feels strong enough about the relationship that she's able to hammer this home. A lot of people would have maybe given up if there was any pushback with Kylan. They're on the same team, but she like still was so strong in her conviction that she was able to convince Tiffany to, like, you know, just take a look at this, and that it worked. So I'm very happy with Claire getting through to Tiffany here as well.
Mm-hmm. So Whitney and Hannah, meanwhile, are going to be talking about, Hannah's going to be talking about how oblivious is Brent thinking he's good? There are so many obvious signs that he's not. How is he not picking up on these signs? And then immediately gets into talking about how the Kings are definitely not coming for her, or Whitney, that they're totally cool with the Kings. And Hannah says, well, I mean, you know, I did hear that Christian and Alyssa talked about getting you on the block against Brent, but I think we're still fine. Don't you think so, Whitney? And Whitney's like, yeah, I think we're fine. And it's like, you just were making fun of Brent for this exact thing. They're still not sure if they want to win HOH. Hannah says she's 50-50 at this point. Claire joins them. They talk through scenarios. Hannah says to Claire that she's going to gun for the HOH, and she thinks all of them should. Claire's like, yeah, you're right. We should all gun for HOH. And then she goes back to Tiffany and she's like, I think they just think that they convinced me to try for the HOH. But obviously I'm not. You know, it's again, it's a big mess here.
It's definitely a big mess, especially since like Hannah and Whitney are the most likely two that are going to be nominated next week by most people. So the fact that, like, you know, I'm only going to maybe, you know, win if like maybe the Jokers, like, it's like, no, you win. You guys need to start getting some power, getting some information, making some solid alliances instead of just like laying low and saying it's too soon. Like, no, the time is now. It's going into week four. Like, the teams are most likely going to be dissolved at this point. Like, it's time to play the game. You're almost at the jury phase. Like, let's go. When is it going to be time to start playing? I don't know. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. So Tiffany continues to talk to Claire, and they go over the field on the chessboard here. They talk about who has who. This one was unfortunately even more difficult to follow than the Kyland Derek X one last week, because I could not see the board for the majority of this conversation, and so it was very difficult to tell who they were talking about at all times. But from what I could gather, they feel like Kyland has a bunch of these people, and that Kyland is going to want Whitney and Christian gone because that's great for his game. So Tiffany's like, okay, maybe we can pull Christian in. Right now, he's in the shadow of Kai and X. That's not where he wants to be. He wants to be the king. He wants to be the king, and they still call him the prince. I was like, hey, we should give him his nickname should be the king, but he's not. He's not the king. He's going to want to be the king. And so maybe we can use that. Claire says, I like Derek X as well. He's rational. I think he'll see it. I think he'll come with us on this as well. They really think that Kai has Sarah Beth. Kai let it slip to Tiffany that he knew about Jackpot, which is one of the biggest things that tipped Tiffany off that Sarah Beth is secretly with Kyland. And particularly like the fact that he didn't like full on expose Sarah Beth, being the one that told him means a couple of things. It means that Sarah Beth secretly is most loyal to Kyland, and that Kyland has loyalty to Sarah Beth over his loyalty to Tiffany, because he's not telling Tiffany where that information came from. And that he has had that information and known that Tiffany didn't tell him about it. So, all very bad news for Kyland. He should never have let that slip. They know for sure that he has Sarah Beth because of that. And so she's thinking what we need to do is potentially move them away from Kylan to maybe the Aces or the Jokers. And they're talking about where they should move from there. Okay. What about me? What about Tiffany, Claire, Alyssa, Christian, Whitney, Hannah? But they're not sure if Whitney and Hannah would be on a board. Christian and Alyssa would be the Shield. But maybe they can bring Azza and Brittany in as a pair. So, Alyssa and Christian did say they wanted to talk to us tonight without including Kyland. That's because he's always talking. They're worried about him. It's good for us. Maybe X wants to cut Alyssa so that he can have Christian and Kai, both of them, and then these guys will work together. So what about Derek, Hannah, me, you, Christian, Alyssa, Brittany, Azza? It's like four pairs, four duos, two from each team. That could be interesting. Kyland, he was just like Frenchie, but smarter. And we've just been working for him this whole time. He's barely told us what he's got going on. And Sarah Beth's telling him everything. Okay. Let's continue to think on this. And in the meantime, Kai's talking to Sarah Beth, but feel free to give your thoughts on all of that.
I mean, I don't even know where to wrap my head around that. Obviously, I'm enjoying the fact that they're trying to figure out how to weaken him and trying to strategize outwardly and see if they can use the conversation they're going to be having with Christian and Alyssa to maybe figure something out to subtly take down some of Kylan's numbers. One thing about Kylan, like, I really, really like him and I enjoy him as a player for the most part, but I am worried about him. Anytime he's telling a story, it takes a long time to get the story out, but I'm always like on edge if he's going to say too much or say, like, what is he going to say? What is going to spill here? And so I think that it is smart that they're recognizing that he may be sharing more information with other people and not with them and vice versa, and that he has probably a lot of more power than they're even giving him credit for. So them talking and using their chess pieces to figure this out, I think, is very good. And I just wish it was clear for us to understand exactly what they were thinking. Mm-hmm.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Kai and Sarah Beth are talking in the meantime, and she is pitching for Hannah to go quite forcefully as well. She really feels strongly about Hannah. And it's interesting because, people in the house have noticed this as well, that like Sarah Beth seems like she's very chill until like Hannah's name is spoken. Then she's like, get her out. So Whitney is not worth the shot. Hannah is way more threatening. And he's like, I get that, but like, it's kind of personal for me. I'd rather see Whitney go. I trust Hannah more. And, you know, also, again, Kylan talks about this openly to women. He says, also, Whitney has talked about wanting a woman to win, and that's kind of a problem for me. I'd rather her go pre-jury. And I think this is the real reason why Kylan has been hesitant to keep Whitney to go after the Kings. Even though I thought that was a better play for him, he is still hung up on this men versus women thing. And not only is he hung up on it strategically, but outwardly to the women, he keeps telling them about it, which is one of the primary things that has convinced Tiffany that she can't trust him anymore. So she says, I get that, but I'm way more scared of Hannah being left behind than Whitney. I feel like Hannah I feel like I can manipulate Whitney more easily, and I would caution underestimating Hannah. I think she's a bigger threat. And Kylan's like, I get that, but like, if Whitney is targeting the men and I'm a man and we're working together, you know, maybe for the sake of me in this game, you might want to change your mind. And Sarah's like, sure, but some of the men do need to go. So she can target them. And look, we'd have the numbers to keep you if anything happened. And it's like, whoa, Sarah Beth.
But it's true. It's true.
It's like, not what your ally who thinks that you're her number one wants to hear.
No, I mean, you want to be.
That could be me, or that could be that might actually be Chantel. All right. Well, I'm just going to continue as though I'm actually still talking to the podcast here. But Sarah Beth says that the royal flush is like, meh. If X or Christian or even Derek X left pre-jury, then she wouldn't be upset. You know, they can go. And he says, well, why not Alyssa? Why would you feel good about Alyssa staying? Do you feel tight with Alyssa? And she's like, she's just not great at competitions. I feel like Sarah Beth did not do the best job in this conversation in general, but she wants to throw the HOH to the Jokers if she can. She'll let the Jokers take a shot at whatever, you know, and so on and so forth. And you know, in general, this conversation gets smoothed out, but that's kind of where Sarah Beth's head is at. And that's where that conversation is going. In the meantime, Tiffany and Claire have decided they want to pull in the Aces and get their thoughts on all of the things that they've been talking about. Tiffany starts by saying, look, I don't know if we're playing the right game right now or if we're playing somebody else's game. They start talking about whether they should actually flip the vote and keep Brent, especially if Brent is going to be a number for them and he's going to be willing to take shots at people for them, then should they keep Brent? Derek X says, no, it's too far gone at this point. X can expose the fact that we were in on keeping him in the dark and targeting him, and then he'll know that we weren't with him. And it's just too late. It's too late to do anything about this. And this is, I'm going to say again, a great side effect of X's whole plan of keeping the house to, you know, prevent Brent from knowing what's happening and giving him that false narrative. There are lots of legitimate reasons to keep Brent around, but everybody feels like it's too far gone. They would need to be the ones to break the narrative. Whereas if Brent knew everything that was happening and he was told that he was a target right away and he was able to see the lines drawn, then it would be a lot easier to approach Brent and bring him in and actually try to flip the vote. I'll say again, something that people think is overplaying has ended up being very effective this week. So they closed the book on that. That wasn't even really what they were trying to talk about here in this conversation. So they talk about how the Kings are the most powerful group in the house right now. And Derek X says, look, if you get rid of X, maybe you can then bring in Christian and Alyssa. Maybe that's the play. And Tiffany thinks that's smart. They continue talking about different ideas, but it's a bit messy. You know, Tiffany and Claire were just talking ideas in their head for so long, and I think they prematurely pulled in the Aces here. They didn't have a clear idea of what they were going to pitch to them, and they weren't super receptive to the pitch. So again, I'm going to see, we're going to kind of have to wait until tomorrow morning, aka today, to see what actually comes of these revelations and these conversations. But this conversation kind of concludes. Derek, Hannah, and Whitney are going to talk afterward about it. They start talking. Maybe we should gun for this HOH. Maybe we should start talking about gunning for this HOH. Whitney's a bit weirded out by that whole pitch. She doesn't really understand what Tiffany was trying to say. And then after Hannah leaves, Whitney tells Derek X, "I don't actually want to win HOH, and here's why. There's a new alliance brewing, and it's going to be me, you, Alyssa, Christian, and Xavier potentially. And that's why I don't want to win HOH, because I don't want to have to put any of them up on the block." She says, "I like Hannah, but we can't bring her in. She's too much of an endgame threat." And so that's what Whitney is thinking. So Derek X now finally knows about this alliance that Whitney is pitching. And I think that there's a lot that's going to potentially occur from him telling this to either Kyland or Tiffany or both. There's again, like a lot here, where, you know, it's really, there's so much that can change still. I expect that this information will get out and Kyland will likely want to use this to paint a target on Whitney's back again. And he can probably, like, if Kyland gets this information from Derek X, then Kyland can use it to say, "Queens, we need Whitney out." He can use it with Sarah Beth to say, "Sarah Beth, she just excluded you from this potential alliance. She's trying to pull your team members away from you, and try to get Sarah Beth on board with taking out Whitney." They could even use it with Hannah to be on board with taking out Whitney when the time comes. Tiffany and Claire may decide that they also can no longer trust Whitney with any anti-Kyland information or anything like that. They might try to go in a different direction with what they're doing. In general, there's a lot of reason to believe that they will be moving in a different direction anyway, because again, it was just all happening, you know, that night. And they'll probably wake up today and have their own ideas of what to do with all of the things that they've been thinking of. But they were not overly impressed with Hannah in the conversation when they had that they had with her. They feel like Hannah thinks she has Xavier and she thinks she has Christian, but she doesn't. Tiffany's like, she can't see. Hannah can't see. But they're not sure if Derek X would be willing to get rid of her. So it's very messy here by the end of the night, and there's not a lot of conclusion to it. But I think that today should be very telling in terms of what conversations continue to happen and where things continue to go, because it is still so up in the air here, Chantal.
I thought that, like, I was like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'll do the Wednesday update. Nothing's going to happen really on Tuesday. Everything's kind of set in stone. Like, it'll be fine. It'll be easy. And it's like, is this the hardest date there's been since like day one? Like, I definitely, you know, I'm appreciating people playing, but I want Hannah to be playing more. She's getting a lot of credit for, like, oh, she's so strategic. Oh, she knows this game really well. And I personally haven't really seen her be doing that well, for her to be getting everybody to be like targeting her, and she's stronger than Whitney. It's like, just because she's seen like two seasons, like, it just, that's like Alyssa. Like, she's not that strong. You know, she's not as smart as the other people that are gaming around her. So I'm just wondering what they're seeing that we're not seeing. It seems like, she just, like, is, you know, eating chips all the time and talking about her disdain for Brent. Like, that's kind of all I really see Hannah doing. And maybe a little bit of chatting with, Derek X, actually.
So to try and give you the overview here of what could happen from this point forward, the alliances, the relationships, the targets, they're very, very in flux. But people that have been talked about as a target, the Kings are still going after Hannah right now. The Kings minus Xavier, but Xavier can't play. So all three Kings should be putting up Hannah and Whitney, though that could change. There's still a whole day here today and a whole day on Thursday for 8 weeks of gameplay to happen. Hannah is their target at the moment. You have Kyland, who still kind of wants Whitney, but also is willing to take, let this shot happen here, let the shot be taken at the Kings, primarily, Alyssa and Christian. Derek X still wants a shot taken at, the Kings for the most part. Whitney no longer seems to want that as much. I'm not entirely sure where her head is at. I think she may be trying to play both sides. But she's a bit late to that party. Hannah wants the shot to be taken at the Kings, but doesn't want to do it herself. The Jokers want to take a shot at the Kings at the moment. But there have also been talks of trying to get Sarah Beth out of the game from Claire and Tiffany now that they see how close she is with Kyland. How they would do it is another thing. But the talks are there now. They may try to find a way to get Sarah Beth out of the game. And even Xavier has been mentioned as a target, for this new idea of we need to break up Kylan's power. Xavier could find his way onto the block via that, maybe next to Sarah Beth. Or, remember, Brittany is still potentially thinking about putting Xavier on the block. So basically, every member of the Kings could be nominated or targeted. We have Whitney and Hannah could also be put up on the block. But the Queens and the Jokers should all be pretty much completely clear from the block. So really not that much has changed, considering it's still Kings and Aces that are at risk here. But Sarah Beth and Xavier have basically found their way into the potential hit list. Hannah has found her way higher on the hit list. There's a civil war brewing here between Tiffany and Kyland, although at the moment it's a bit one-sided because Kyland hasn't seen it yet. He didn't really have the opportunity to, but we'll see what happens there. Derek X in all of this mess is just kind of chilling still, so...
I love Derek X. You just, even as his conversations with Hannah, like they are really cute together. They were talking about how, you know, they want to kind of separate themselves. They don't want people to see them as a pair. And then, you know, she has to stop calling him her husband and all this stuff. And so just like their little banter and their interaction is very cute. I'm still shipping them as a couple. But I love Derek X because he's learning how to play the game in a way that's very entertaining to watch. Hopefully he doesn't decide to go against my favorites, you know, but like getting too smart. Like, I don't want you to take out Tiffany and Claire. Like, I don't want you to do that. But I do like that he's starting to think very strategically and he doesn't know the game very well. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's basically what we've got here. Chantel, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, I mean, I keep on saying it over and over again that this season's just been so exciting. Every week I'm like, oh, who's going to win head of household? Like, what mess is going to happen? People were worried that Frenchie leaving was going to be like, it's going to be so boring. And it's been far from boring. It's like, it's still Frenchie level of like messiness, but like, it's a little bit more bubbling under the surface, you know? And so I'm enjoying it. I can't wait to see head of household. I can't wait to, I haven't looked at my stocks yet, but I'm sure that I pick poorly. But I'm wondering who I'm going to buy this week. I don't know.
Oh man. So that's what we've got going on. Quite a lot. I expect a lot more to happen today as again, the game is being played ahead of time here. This is all to do with what will happen on Friday with the nominations. You know, the talk on Friday will be much less influential, I believe, than the talk that's happening right now. So pay attention because it's all happening.
Who do you want to win head of household? Like, if you were to want something, do you think would be the most entertaining, or like you'd see the most gameplay, or
honestly, like normally there is like one option that's the most exciting because it would really shake things up, but like all of the options, like there's no easy option for HOH right now.
Yeah. So that's what's really fun. I mean, I would want to see, obviously, Hannah kind of just realize that she has some power and just start to make the name for herself that she's already been given by everybody else in the house. So I would like to see Hannah, what she would do, but she doesn't seem to want to have head of household. And I wouldn't mind seeing Azza as well get some power, just because she's kind of like, oh, laying low, and she's like, let's just do the easy move and the house target or whatever. And so I want to see what she would actually do with that role. So those, I'm interested, but everybody else is also very interesting. I wouldn't be mad.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's what we have for you here today. Of course, later today, the episode is going to air. And you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be watching the episode live with you guys. I imagine that like 99% of what we've talked about this week will not make the episode, but we'll have to wait and see on that. At the very least, we should be getting some In the Dark Brent content, so that should be interesting. So tune in for that. And then, of course, after the episode, there will be a recap here on Rob as a Podcast to talk about everything that goes down. And then tomorrow morning, I'll be back to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And, you know, there's still plenty to update when it comes to the plans for next week. So make sure you tune in, because, again, there's unlike a lot of other seasons where a Thursday, you know, is like, you know, not much happening now. The plans are set. It's just a matter of who wins. It's like, there's probably still quite a lot to talk through here. So, make sure you tune in for that. And of course, tomorrow we'll also have an eviction episode and everything else that will happen there. I'll also be live on Twitch tomorrow to talk through Stockwatch options and all of that. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Chantel, where can people find you?
Online. You can find me everywhere, but at ShanFranFran on Instagram has all my links. And then on YouTube daily at 2 and 3 p.m. Eastern, I talk about Love Island UK and Love Island USA. So every day we do that on Reality Realness with three S's. That's all where you can right. find me.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today. I hope that you are all enjoying the wonderful season that we're being given right now. And I will see all of you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.